Welcome to the Recruiting Scoop on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com. Our weekend look at the latest and upcoming recruiting news. I'm Joe Cook, got Justin Wells. Make sure you like this video, subscribe to the channel, and of course, head to InsideTexas.com. We're going over a lot of insight that we shared over there earlier, but the best place to see it is on InsideTexas.com. There's a link in our description, so go check us out today. You know, this is happening after the commitment of Hayward Howard to the Longhorns. Great event, great addition to the class, 2026 class for Texas out of the state of Louisiana. You got to cover that in the Humidor. You and Charlie Williams both put in predictions before that announcement, along with our buddy Shay Dixon over at the Bengal Tiger and Steve Wiltfong. So commitment prediction followed through. But also in the Humidor, you got to write a little bit about two targets Texas went in home with over the past few days. So let's go ahead and start in the state of Georgia. Heze Kent from Brunswick, very unique prospect. Jeff Banks went to go grab dinner with him, counts as an in-home. What's going on with Texas as they look to add a very, very, like I said, unique prospect to their 2026 class?
So every cycle we see anywhere from four to five, maybe six guys out of 100, 150 that just look like ready-made college football players. Heze Kent, if he were to walk up and you not know he's a recruit, you would think he's a junior on the football team. This joker is big. 6 foot six, 280 pounds. I think he's the number seven rated athlete in the country. Can play a ton of positions. I think most schools are envisioning him as an offensive lineman. I think he could be a tackle at the next level and be really good at it, or even a defensive end edge type that could essentially move down maybe to his hand on the ground at some point. But Texas likes him at tight end, and I think that's why Texas is doing really well in this recruitment. Jeff Banks went to see him, like you said. They got to catch up with him outside of Brunswick, Georgia, last night. Kent's got his on. He was on campus last month. He's going to be – what?
Did you just see that 270-pound man Wildcat quarterback run?
I'm so focused on talking about him. I never saw what – if this dude is playing Wildcat, now I understand why Jeff Banks wants the ball in his hands. I mean, that's – oh, my gosh. Look at that. And he's throwing it off the reverse. You know what? That looks like a play that Texas actually ran, except Gunnar Helm didn't have an arm like that. Either way, this is just a fantastic recruit. This is a war daddy. This is a must-get type guy. And Texas has their hands full. Georgia, Florida, Florida State, Miami, all in the mix for this kid. But like I said, Texas went to see him, and they're getting closer. They had him on campus last month for an unofficial. There he is catching a tunnel screen. Okay, this is hilarious. Like, I had seen some of his clips, but maybe I watched the wrong stuff because he is a bowl full of wonderful. He wants to play tight end. And I think that's what's giving Texas the advantage here. He's going to be back on campus in mid-June for his official visit. I think he's looking at a late July, early August type decision. But this is a guy that, you know, Texas has been pushing more and more over the last 4 or 5 months. Since the year started, they've gotten closer and closer to this guy. I believe they made his top schools list. And as you can tell, his skill set, if I'm a high school football player lining up against this guy, buddy, that's a bad day. That's some really horrible luck. But I just want Texas fans to know they're trending here. They're in a good spot. Now, they're going to have to continue that because this guy is highly pursued. This is going to be a recruit through the whistle type player. But just the fact that what we're seeing here now, we understand why Texas likes the idea of the ball in his hand. They're not telling him O-line, D-line. They're telling him be a playmaker. And that might be the advantage Texas needs to separate.
Imagine having to read Pride and Prejudice and then go face this guy on a Friday night.
There's some Darnell Washington there.
I think that's what a lot of people may see. And I think that's like the absolute best case scenario. Because I think Darnell Washington is so unique.
Well, this guy has better feet.
Right. And I think he's even got the soft skills too. You can see him do some receiving things.
Yeah.
And it's understandable why, you know, teams want him all over the place. But I still think like Darnell Washington was at a different level just because of what he was able to do. And I think you made a good point. I can't remember if you said it on air or off air, but like he's probably going to have to change his body a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's not because he's carrying bad weight, but because at some point he's going to have to pick a position or pick a role. Is he going to be a guy they, you know, use as a blocker, but put the ball in his hands? Or is he going to be, you know, maybe somebody wants to put him on the offensive line? I kind of doubt that whoever says we want to put you on the offensive line is going to have a big say in this recruitment. Maybe it'll be like an eventual thing that he gets to, but he's not going to be, it doesn't seem like if you're wearing number 7 at this stage, you know, you probably don't want to hear that you're going to be wearing 77 or something like that. So I know he's going to have a uniquely tailored pitch for whatever they want to have. But man, I was kind of on the right tackle train as well, but I'm more about putting the ball in this guy's hands and letting him be something that defenses have to worry about on a pretty regular basis.
Look at the leverage on that block. Like that's, you know, there are only a few 5-stars every year. That's what one looks like generally. Like you can project that guy at the next level. And like we said, he's 280. If you can get him to a 265, a little bit quicker, still has that functional mass, man, you're talking about a big target. No wonder Jeff Banks is going all in.
And he would coincide pretty nicely if Texas hits it out of the park twice at tight end, Mark Bowman from out in California.
Yeah, that's Mark unfair. Bowman,
Mark Bowman fits in any type of offense. I think if you go watch our Thursday morning live with Ian, Ian talks about how even on a powerhouse team, Mark Bowman does things that are just incredible for the tight end position as far as his own, you know, movement with the ball in his hands, movement blocking. He's not winning battles because he's got 5-star teammates. He's winning battles easily because he's a 5-star. So,
and a reclassified 5-star. This kid is young for his age. It's ridiculous. You know, we throw out crazy comps. George Kittle didn't look that good in high school and college. Let's just be honest. Dad played college football. Mom was a really good volleyball player. Mark Bowman and Hezzy Kent, man, that would be Texas doing it big.
Oh, man, I have it off screen. Here, hold on. I got to show this real quick. I can't tell if it's like a true RPO or if it's a actually, you know, this is a good two-play thing to end on. Let me get it pulled back up in a second. Oh, man. Okay. So Kent is the wildcat quarterback here. He's already got the ball in his hands. Just, you know, outrunning the linebacker. And then next play, he's in the slot. I think that's
– let's see. He's flexed out.
Is it RPO?
Yeah.
And they target him on the RPO. Like, that is
how do you not cover that? You probably don't think, well, this big joker is going to run a quick little – in small post, skinny post or whatever, and boom, you probably don't think that. Oh, buddy, they grow them differently in Georgia, man. They just do.
I'm so glad I watched that huddle. Before we keep going, got to show some love to our sponsor, that is Lux Kitchen and Bath.
This video is brought to you by Lux Kitchen and Bath. Lux has been offering high-end kitchen and bathroom remodels for 3 generations throughout the greater Austin area. With 5-star review after 5-star review on Google and Facebook, and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, you can put your faith in Lux Kitchen and Bath's award-winning designers and skilled craftspeople to bring to life that dream vision of your special home. But that's not all. Lux's all-star team provides full remodels, large additions, and even commercial build-outs as well. So call Lux Kitchen and Bath at 833-358-LUX today. Or visit luxkitchenbath.com to discover where quality meets luxury and begin the process of transforming your home. Get a free quote today by calling 833-358-LUX. That's L-U-X-E. Or by visiting luxkitchenbath.com. Link in the description.
Thank you, LC. We'll keep going. Got to talk a little bit about Derek Cooper. The Texas running back coach, Chad Scott, went in home with Derek Cooper on Thursday night, last night. We had hinted about that, talked about that a little bit. I think you broke it, Justin, over at Inside Texas, that was going to happen. We know they want KJ Lacy. We know they're interested in Amari Latimer. We know that they're interested in Xavier Crowell. But as the targets and interests coalesce, you got to start figuring out who you have best chances at. And I think it's a good sign for Texas that Chad Scott, even at this point, is going in-home with Derek Cooper.
The biggest positive sign was getting Cooper on campus. That's something Tashard Choice had tried to do and just wasn't able to do it. And I'm giving Coach Choice the benefit of the doubt. Cooper would eventually hit campus, but this isn't his ball game anymore. This is Chad Scott's room, and he has established that. He loves Derek Cooper. They were in on campus a couple weekends ago with his family. They spent a couple days. He got to hang out with Trey Wisner. I'm not sure there's another college athlete I would want a recruit hanging out with more than Mr. Wisner, who happens to have a birthday today. Happy birthday, Quintrevion. Yeah, so Derek Cooper and Texas are getting chummy. They're getting closer and closer. Now, they've got their hands full. The in-state schools love him, obviously. Miami and Florida State are pushing. Georgia is a big factor in this recruitment as well. And you can just see he's another one. He's got some big size. He's not Hezzy Kent big, but this kid is fast for his size. He has got some breakaway like you kind of see there. He sees the hole. It's like smoke through a keyhole, except with a big body. They want a big boy and a quick type back. They love Derek Cooper, Amari Latimer, kind of in that big set. And they love KJ Edwards, the tailback out of Carthage, and Xavier Crowell, and kind of that little bit more of a scat type. Crowell's trending Alabama. And so I would be shocked if he didn't commit to Alabama, probably within the next month. I think that shifts a lot more to Derek Cooper. Scott and those guys had a great visit last night. Now they're going to continue to push. What I'm told, there should be an official visit scheduled within the next few days. To me, that's the biggest key. They've got to get him back for that OV. Texas does that big in June. Cooper's eager to come back. He's got a full schedule, so it's going to be interesting how he works that in. But Scott is, they're going big game hunting. Guess where he's from? Plant City. To Chad Scott. Guess where this kid's from? Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Sunshine State recognizes game, and these guys can ball. Give Chad Scott credit. He is going out and throwing out some of the biggest hooks for some of the biggest tailbacks. He had already gone in home with KJ. He had already gone in home with Crowell, getting to see Cooper again. Now they're just ready to get these guys on campus for their official visits.
Should be a lot of fun to track running back recruiting as we continue to go through the month of May and the month of June. Good talk on Cooper. Got to keep going. Justin, we had big news today with Hayward Howard from Edna Carr committing. You and I recorded a video earlier. That's on the channel. Big for Texas to go ahead and add their first defensive commit of the class from New Orleans area. And it sounds like Texas coaches could be not just necessarily seeing Howard, but just going through the state of Louisiana today.
Yeah, you know, timing is such a big factor in life and everything we do. And it looks like Texas DB coach Mark Orfeh is going to be in that area today. And just so happens, they made an announcement for Texas. So I call that the good stuff. That's just good timing. Look, Howard came on campus a couple weekends ago and was absolutely blown away. And Orfeh had some catching up to do. They had had a previous relationship, but he wanted him to get on campus so he could kind of, you know, see them eye to eye and kind of get to know each other personally. Terry Joseph set the foundation on this recruitment. They were doing really well with Howard, with Joseph, who's also a Louisiana native. Obviously, he went on to bigger things with the New Orleans Saints. And so at the end of the day, Howard and Texas, they really clicked. He walked out, you know, every time we talk to these recruits, you catch three or four of them in a, you know, in a, let's say in a month's period where you just feel like that visit did it. Okay, whatever they said, whatever they sold worked. This is a marriage that's about to happen. You kind of got that vibe from Samari Matthews, big-time top North Carolina cornerback that Texas is going to have for an official in June. We had that same vibe with Jamie French last April. You know, it wasn't 20 minutes after that visit, and we were thinking this kid's going to wind up going to Texas. Hayward Howard Jr. gave us a little bit more of those vibes. He had talked about growing up idolizing Wardell Mack. That was somebody he really liked. Arch Manning was like LeBron to those guys, he said, in that area. Derek Williams was another guy they watched. So he loved that Louisiana flavor. that Austin has done really well. And I, you know, I mentioned it in the commit story. Sark has made Louisiana part of the recruiting grounds now. They're going in that state. I was there yesterday in Monroe to see a four-star defensive line target in Dylan Berryman, who Texas is trending with very nicely right now. And so they're making Louisiana their backyard. And you know what? That's a good thing. Because there's crazy talent there. And Hayward Howard Jr., 6'2", 6'2 and a half, about 165, 170, got the genes. Dad played defensive line for Ole Miss. You know, he's got the genetics and he's got the attitude. He brings kind of that. I don't know if you've been around South Louisiana a lot, but they've got kind of an inflection in their voice. They've got kind of a – it's similar to an East Texas twang. And Howard has it thick. And you know, it's so fun to talk to those guys and hear those guys. And they're all over Austin now. And now Hayward Howard Jr. is going to be the next one.
Good talk about Texas recruiting there. Thank you for watching. Make sure you like this video and subscribe to the channel. Of course, go check out all our other videos. And go check out InsideTexas.com. We have a link in the description. I believe it's the very first link in the description. If you have not joined yet, go ahead and join there. So, Justin, thank you so much. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time on the Recruiting Scoop on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel.